just announces positively they're not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So I told Jack to, I knew this would come, but to take every precaution against it coming and tell him that any announcement would be made by here, and just to tell him that we were going to stop by there and congratulate and commend all the astronauts and all the people who participated, and to get a good look at this center in the brief time we had, and that we would discuss with them down there what other plans we had, and I would extend them further invitation. Now then, they're going to build up a lot of flack between me and the astronauts because we've got some damn idiot. Let me get you his name. Wait a minute.
I'm not going to let them do that, man.
Wait just a minute. S-C-H-E-E-R. A spokesman said that the astronauts would not go to the ranch, but he did not know why. Unquote. Now, so they're all speculating that there's been a certain turn for the worse, there's something wrong, it's unexplained, and so forth. Now, what I think they ought to say, I'd be guided by your judgment, if they've got to make White House announcements, which they oughtn't to make, but if they've got to, what I would say is that the president's secretary told the space officials, Mr. Webb, that he'd be delighted to have them join him at the ranch anytime over the weekend, or he would be delighted to have them come to Washington, or he would be delighted to stop at the center and see all the people who participated and thank them and congratulate them. And it was agreed that we would stop at the center and congratulate them, and that was very satisfactory and what they all preferred to be done.
Right.
Then when I get there, I would say to them that I don't know when you can do it from your trips to Michigan and other places, but I'd like you to take it under advisement. But any day next week or the following week that you can come, Ned Johnson, I'd like to have you as guests at the White House. We'd like to have you in the Rose Garden for a little ceremony, and we'd like to have we have arrangement for lunch up there for you, and so on and so forth. Now you all work that out, and let me get out of town, let them announce the space agency that they decided that next Thursday or Friday or whenever they want it, they do it. I want to do what they want done.
I made that very clear, and I talked to both Stevens and Kia and Gilruth after I heard this, and they are all very happy. I think this must be some newspaper man trying to make...
Well, it's on both wires, and Shear is quoted as saying they're not going to the ranch, but he does not know why. The implication being that there's some smallpox, or somebody's mad, or they're not invited, or something. Now, I haven't had time to personally arrange the details of this, but I've that damn Jack Delaney's talked to me an hour. He wakes me up in the afternoon trying to get something straight. Caused me more damn trouble than anything except Vietnam. I've had it all day. I haven't even started even working on my mail here now at the desk, and they brought me in these tickers, and they want comments on that. So what I think we ought to say to them is that the president said, the White House told Space Agency they'd do anything the astronauts and the agency wanted them to do.
Right.
And that could be one of three or four things. One, they could come up here today if they wanted to.
Right.
Number two, since I was going to be in Texas Saturday, they could come up the ranch. But somebody said something about a trip to Colorado, and I got a bunch of wires protesting going to the ranch. And I saw television where they couldn't get shoes to fit the kids to go to the ranch, cowboy boots and stuff. And but the president said that he would go have them at the ranch over the weekend. He'd have them up here now. He'd even postpone his trip. They could come Saturday if they wanted to up here, or he'd stop at the center. They all chose the center.
That's right.
At the center, he's going to discuss, extend a further invitation. But we have nothing planned firm beyond that. And this is what they wanted done.
All right, then. I'll get into it right away. And I think maybe the simplest thing for me to do is to just issue a statement over my own name, saying that whatever was most suitable to him and the space agency, and that just what you said, that you know the notice, and requested you to
Roger. They'll think I probably that I got you, my buddy, up here to do it. If you could make that damn shearer say that they all decided on it and informed them, and that's why they're not going to the range, because they prefer to come to Houston.
I'll do that.
That's what he ought to do.
I'll do that right away.
Call up AP and UP and say, you say, I don't know why. Well, I've been informed that we took it up with the astronauts. You did take it up with them, didn't you?
Yeah, sure, certainly.
All right, well, they took it up, and this is what they asked to be done.
And she knew all about it. Now, I think some newspaper man, I just don't believe she really said that. But let me get into it.
Thank you, Jim.